Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Corporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us today, representing the Rock Hill School District Board of Trustees, Mr. Pete Nosel. We had a couple of other people lined up, but they had, crashing engagements and couldn't be here. So Pete, by golly, has rallied to join us here at Substation 2. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great, Manning.
I see you're dressed for the weather.
I am. It's very cold and wet outside.
You ready for the monsoon?
Ready for the monsoon. And I'm going to go to court after this at 2 o'clock.
I know you're going to have to get dressed before you go to court, right?
We'll see.
Well, we may have a news story tomorrow. The judge threw him out because he wasn't properly attired. All right. Also joining us today is the lovely Ashley Lang, who is here. You're a Friday host on Straight Talk. And we're took two of us to figure out how to interview this guy, right?
I think so. I think we'll do it.
All right. I think we'll do it. So, Pete, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Well, Manning, you've already told everyone that I'm a lawyer, which is true. I am a lawyer. I've got an office in Fort Mill. We live in Rock Hill. I have a wonderful, wonderful wife, Kelly. I have a daughter, Chloe, who's a freshman at Clemson, and I have sons, Ryan and Jack, who are sophomores at Northwestern. And an interesting fact about me, I am turning 30 next week, but I just look like I'm 50.
Yeah, I might use that line myself, except I left 50 a long time ago, buddy. So I remember when you were running for the school board, the reason you got into this, I think it was your daughter, Chloe.
Yes.
She was not reading what you thought she should be reading, and you were really upset about what was going on in the school district. So somebody said to you, well, if you're upset, you need to do something about it. Is that about right?
That is about right, Manning. I jumped in about 2 years ago, and I've been on this board. It's been a wonderful yet frustrating experience. One thing I did not tell you, I'm also, besides having a law firm, I'm also in the Army, yeah, in the National Guard, and so I'm really am used to drastic change that the military, when they'll go in, if there's a problem, they make a change and try something else and fix it. Yeah. And so I've found that the school district is much slower to change. But I have, I'm very happy to report that my daughter is doing great. She loves Clemson. I'm hoping that she will come and teach after she graduates. She, I think, told my wife yesterday that she is interested in law as well. And I said, I think you would be better served just going and teaching for some time before you go into law to make sure that's what you want to do. But my boys are doing great. They're having a great experience at Northwestern. It's been wonderful.
Well, you have had some interesting challenges going into the school district because, as you mentioned, there were issues there, and you felt they were not being addressed. The very first thing that you all had to do was to get yourself a superintendent.
Correct.
You brought a superintendent in. Tommy Smalzy was with you for how many years?
He was there for 3 years. He was the superintendent when I ran.
That's right. That's right.
And so I ran with him and supported him and let him enact his vision for Rock Hill Schools. And, being a leader is very, very difficult. I believe, and not everyone is capable of being a leader. I think at most 20 to 30% of us are capable of being a strong leader. And, it's time to move on. And, he retired, and I wish him the best. And he had a long career in education, and it's time to find somebody else to lead.
I equate this to what is going on in Washington, D.C. right now. They're two big bureaucracies. Washington is much bigger, but the school district is big. It's a bureaucracy. You employ 1,000 people. And a lot of those people have been there. A lot of the programs have been there. A lot of the systems have been there for a long, long, long time.
Yes.
So now we've got this fellow Elon Musk going through Washington, D.C. like a hurricane and finding this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. We've been spending money crazy, crazy, crazy. And I'm thinking in my head, is this not what you all have been facing with the Rock Hill School District, that maybe the time has come for a wholesale look at what's been going on and how can we shake this thing up to get the better result that you're trying to get?
I agree. I think it is very, very similar to what's happening in Washington. I am so happy that we have 7 members of the Rock Hill School Board that all have children enrolled in our schools. I think that is having skin in the game is so important. And, you know, I think, you know, we disagree on very, very small, trivial things. But I think all 7 of us want what's best for kids. And I think all 7 of us genuinely believe that our resources should be in our schools and should be supporting our teachers, supporting our school level administrators, supporting our arts. You know, I don't want to go off the rails, but I was talking to the orchestra teacher at Rock Hill High yesterday, and we were recognizing all these wonderful kids that were in the orchestra. And I asked him, and he was talking about the middle schools. I said, do all of our middle schools have strings? And he said, no, they don't. And I said, well, that's not right. Like, if you go to one, you know, if you go to Rawlinson Road, you should have the same opportunities if you go to Dustin Creek or to Sullivan. And I'm not, I think Rawlinson does have strings. I think it was Saluda Trail that doesn't. But, you know, we have to put our resources in our schools so that we have a robust, you know, arts program. We have great athletics at all of our schools. I was like, we don't need to be investing our money in adults in the district office that, you know, for one reason or another, don't want to be in a classroom anymore.
So you go ahead.
So before we get off on how we're going to change all of that, let's kind of back up to how we're going to find that next leader. What does the board of 7, how do you start? Where do you go from here?
So we talked about it yesterday at the meeting. We all agree that we want the best leader possible. We are going to do a nationwide search for this new superintendent. Right now we are looking for search firms that can do a nationwide search, and a nationwide search also obviously includes, you know, the best candidate might be in Rock Hill. It, you know, could be in South Carolina, could be anywhere, but we're going to do a nationwide search. I don't know what the search firm is going to be, but we're going to decide that. We've got another meeting in 2 weeks, which I think is good that we're back to meeting, you know, twice a month, and that firm's going to go out and going to find us some candidates. I think there's some pending legislation in Columbia right now that will allow us to be more flexible and will allow us to look for a great leader both in education and outside of education. Because I personally, it's my personal belief that the leader of a large organization does not have to start out as a teacher. You know, I look at the best leaders that I have worked for in the Army, and they are not necessarily the people that started with the boots on the ground. They you know, they have careers, they have different skill sets, but they are very, very capable of leading large organizations that have to be successful.
So will that search firm act kind of like Elon Musk in the Washington scenario? Will they give outside perspective and kind of help guide what those conversations look like? Or do you come to them and say, we want A, B, C, and D?
I think we're still working on exactly what we would tell them. I know that I think all 7 of us have different characteristics that they're looking for. I do, speaking for myself, you know, I want a leader that is capable of bringing organizational change to our district, and I want a leader who has been in a competitive environment and won, before, because right now we, you know, Rock Hill Schools is in a competitive environment. We have charter schools that we're competing against, homeschool programs that we're competing against, private schools that we're competing against, and we have the most resources out of all of them. I mean, we really should be throttling our competition, and we need to have leaders throughout our district that are willing and capable of competing for our kids.
So speaking of leaders, it's interesting this comparison between Trump and the Rock Hill School District, because Trump's not a politician. He's a business guy, and he's going there and trying to run the government like a business. And he'll make some movement in that way. There ain't any question about it. But when you take a look at the Rock Hill School District and the leadership qualities that you're looking for, you guys are haunted, and that's my word, haunted, by test scores. You get them all the time, measuring school by school, blah, 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 blah. And the Rock Hill School District has not fared as well as you want them to perform. But you've got leaders at each of these schools, and you would think that whoever the number one person is would be looking at that leadership group and saying, I don't think this person's doing a job. We ought to change them out. I mean, why hasn't that happened?
I don't know. I've already promised people that I was not going to be trashing our principals. I think that is a mindset that has to change, that you give people opportunities to lead and you coach them, but it's not an open-ended, you have until you retire to be successful. You give people, you know, the opportunity to lead. If they can't accomplish the mission after, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, you make a change.
But that's not always done on the test scores either. I mean, there's different metrics that would
correct.
Make that and person have, a good leader as well.
That's right. We have, like, you know, discipline issues, classroom management issues. I am optimistic because I do trust Dr. Jones 100%, and I know that Dr. Dickey and the curriculum team are going into our schools and working with our teachers and working with our principals to turn these test scores around. So I am optimistic about that. And talking to principals and talking to some teachers, they do tell me that there is some effective engagement from the district office, from our curriculum team. So I'm very positive about that.
Whew. Boy, this is a load. I mean, the other members of the school board, now you've been on there for a while, Helena's been on there for a while, James Burns has been on there for a while, but you got a cast of new people there.
Yes.
And as you point out, they all got kids, so they all got skin in the game. I mean, what's their reaction to what's happened in their first few weeks of being on the board?
It's been a varied reaction. I said yesterday was the best meeting that I have been to, and I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. But we had 7 engaged board members in that room, and everyone cared. And that's all I can ask for at this point, and I'm very thankful for that.
So the 7, you would say, would agree to the outline that we've just discussed, that there are issues that need to be addressed, and we need the kind of leadership in place that will get this done?
I cannot speak for anybody else. I will say it is my impression that all 7 of us strongly believe that there needs to be change.
Okay. Let me ask you another Washington versus Rock Hill kind of question. Again, we bring in the guy who's just turning everything upside down across America. A fire hose of change is coming. One of the things that he has, by executive order, done away with is DEI.
Yes.
You know, diversity, inclusion, all that kind of crazy stuff. Has that been an issue at all with the school district? I mean, have you all had policies like that?
I don't know if we have a policy on that or not. I am a firm believer in merit, and I'm very results.
What a novel idea!
I'm very results oriented. I'm not a process person. I'm more of a results person. I want to hire, and I want our schools to be filled with the best, and I don't necessarily care what their backgrounds are. I just want the best that money can buy to teach our kids and to make Rock Hill Schools the best that it could possibly be.
With that being said, you have pointed out before on this program that the school district has been losing several hundred or more students a year. So you're in a very competitive with all these charter schools running around all over the place. And with the option of a student just being able to walk out from one school to a charter school, that has an economic impact on you.
It does. I think it's $16,000 a kid.
Yeah, $16,000 a kid. Multiply it times several hundred kids a year, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money. And yet your overhead is still about the same because you haven't really chopped any...
And we're not changing anything that we're doing.
Right. So therein seems to lie a problem.
It is a problem. It's a big problem.
So when you talk to the prospective new superintendents, you got to be very candid with them. Say, here's where we are, and we've got to do something to meet payroll and pay our bills. And at the same time, we've got to improve our test scores and get these children up to where they need to be. Don't bobble your head. You just got to.
It's a challenge, but it's a challenge that I know we can meet. We have $250 million. That's our budget, and if we use that money wisely, and if we have a leader that is willing to go in and make change and hold people accountable, we will see results very quickly.
And you've been pretty candid, Pete, about what the inside of the schools looks like versus what the district office looks like. What are your thoughts where those two entities are concerned and how we're doing the best for the kid inside of the classroom?
We have tremendous teachers and coaches, and we have fantastic people in our schools, and those are the people that we need to support.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. You've got there's a lot of good stuff going on in the school district.
Yes.
That has not been showcased the way it needs to be.
That's correct.
And that damned old news media is just putting out all this negative stuff. Oh, that's us. But seriously, I mean, you really have a PR challenge. It's part of what is on the list.
I look at it as a PR opportunity because we weren't doing anything. I mean, we were doing something. We weren't doing nearly enough before. We have so many great things to showcase. We should be talking about all the great things we're doing all the time. I talk about this all the time. When we go onto that website, we should see there should be a calendar that has the plays at this school, the plays at this school, the concerts at this school, the games at this school, so the community knows. The community doesn't even...
A district-wide calendar.
That's right. I was a... I don't know if I told you the story. I was I'm an assistant swim coach at Northwestern, and I have kids that were in the best Christmas pageant ever at Rawlinson Road, which was one of my favorite books growing up. And I told them, I said, I want to come see this play. Well, I didn't ever know when the play was because it was never made publicly available. I think maybe it was on the marquee outside the school, but I missed the play. And I'm like one of their coaches. Like, of course I wanted to go to the play. And, you know, and I talked to my neighbors, and they're like, we would go to plays. We don't know when any of the plays are.
And you're a school board member.
Right. So we need to have a marketing team that will go out, and it's not even selling. It's just telling people what we're doing because we're doing – our kids are doing great things. Our teachers are doing great things. We have great athletic teams. You know, we won a state championship in girls wrestling at Rock Hill High. The Northwestern football team won the state championship. But we're doing our fine arts program is incredible.
Well, your new superintendent, whoever that's going to be, will be encouraged to assemble their own team and assemble them quickly.
I hope so.
Now, bring a PR person with you if you can't find one within the district, right? But, you know, the thing that always strikes me when you talk about the positive side of this stuff is when you look at the end of the school year, there are tens of millions of dollars of scholarship that are handed out at all three of the high schools. And it's true for the other districts as well. I mean, you don't get those scholarships because you're stupid. You get those scholarships because you have done what you need to do academically. Yes, some of them are have to do with athletics, but most of them have to do with scholarships. And yet, most people don't understand that. If you just go to one graduation ceremony, I don't care who you are, sit there, Johnny Jones, Sally White, blah, blah, blah. Here's $2,000, $5,000, $20,000. And the kids that get selected to go to the Naval Academy and the Air Force Academy and West Point, they're the best of the best.
I know. We have tremendous students in our district. We have tremendous teachers. You know, we have on paper, I guess, we have a failing high school, Rock Hill High, but everybody that I know whose kids go to Rock Hill High talk very highly about it. You know, that they we have to catch the kids in the middle. We have to keep our kids, the kids that are in the middle need to stay in our schools and not leave to go to Legion, not leave to go to York Prep, not leave to go to any of the other options. And we have to take care of them, and we have to compete for them, because those are the ones that we're losing.
And again, if you analyze why, what's happening to those kids who've left the Rock Hill school system and have gone over to a charter school, are they performing better over there? Why are they performing better over there? Is it the parents? I don't think so, because if they didn't support them when they were at the Rock Hill schools, they're probably not supporting them at the charter schools.
Meaning, I don't think they're performing better at the charter school. I think they're going over there for because there's really no discipline issues there. Because if there's a discipline issue, they're out. It's dealt with very, very quickly.
Ah, you just hit the big word. Why,
discipline.
Why is there a discipline problem in the Rock Hill schools?
Accountability.
So we go back again to the leadership structure that you have at the various schools and why they are treating a disciplinary issue the way they are versus how it should be dealt with.
And this kind of leads into the virtual academy that we had that's gotten a lot of publicity. I strongly believe, and I think other people on the board believe, that we need to have a strong virtual option in our schools so that that will help with our accountability, where if we have children and our students in our school that choose not to follow the rules, that we can remove them from a traditional school but still give them the opportunity to get an education through either an alternative program that's in a building or an alternative program that's outside of a building in a virtual option. And we have the resources to do this. I was looking at this chart last night at the district where we have, I think I told you, you know, between 5 to 10 alternative programs. I don't know off the top of my head. Some of the alternative programs have virtual options. We had a standalone virtual option, but none of the programs work together to serve our kids. They all served different age groups or different schools, but they all have to work together. We do not have nearly enough collaboration throughout the district to serve these kids.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So, over here, we got to tell, here we go. We have the Dock and Buster, along with the good member of the Rock Hill School Board. We're going to tell everybody what we do here at Substation 2, 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads. How do we do them? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use Da Vinci Robotic Surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by your surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
It's soup weather and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Rock Hill School Board member Pete Nozel is with us. And our Friday host of Straight Talk, Ashley Lang.
Is hey, hey.
Hey, hey. So here we are. We've, I think we've done a fairly accurate description of where we are with the district. You got your issues, but there's a lot of good things going on right now.
Great things going on.
But the key is, it's like any, as you from your military background, if you don't have a general at the top, it doesn't take too long for the troops to get out of line and get disarrayed, and that's kind of where you see yourself now?
We have a very strong general at the top right now.
Right.
He is retiring, and he is...
He keeps trying to retire. He keeps bringing it back.
He is going to...
We're going to nickname him Rerun.
He is such a great guy. I tried to talk to him about what he was going to be doing later. He goes, 100% of my focus is on Rock Hill Schools right now.
That's good.
Wonderful.
Good answer.
Thank you. I sleep very well at night. We are going to get through this process. The process is going to – I'm very excited about it. I am as optimistic today as I have been since I went to the first meeting after my lunch.
Well, that's good news. That is very good news. So the first order of business is to find this search firm.
Yes.
Make sure that they're the right firm, and I'm sure you'll check them out. But whoever they select.
Well, they're going to give us options.
I got that. I mean, whatever the options are, you have to understand that despite their due diligence and the due diligence that you'll give each of the candidates, you don't know what you got until you got them, until they're in there and doing what you want them to do. And that's kind of hard to figure out when you don't know who these people are and you're just relying upon what other people are telling you.
Well, they will have a body of work. I think that's I think Dr. Belton said he really wants us to hire an experienced leader, and I think that's right. I think we need to hire somebody who is led an organization with proven results to come in and lead our district.
Somebody who's taken a district that was challenged and got them up to where they need to be.
Or a company or a nonprofit. There's tremendous case studies out there about, people that have gone. I read this one case study about somebody going into the Red Cross after 9/11 and completely transforming it. And it's like, to me, it's more important that you have the proven ability to lead an organization through change to be successful to meet the modern day goals.
What would you say to your administrators, teachers, district office staff regarding that change? Like, they can't be afraid of change, right? Because we need change. So what would you say to them going into this process as well?
I think, well, one, not to be afraid of change, but they've gone through a lot of change in the last 10 years anyways. We have awesome teachers that I know are just taking care of the business in their classrooms and educating their kids, and they deal with different APs that come in, and they adapt and they put our kids first. And that's why I'm really not worried about it, because I know the foundation of the teachers in all of our schools are excellent. And that's where the rubber meets the road. And I want to help them. I want to get, better school-based leaders. I want to get more resources into the schools. And I think most people on the board want to do that. And
I tell you what, I think it would be really exciting if you got somebody to come in who had all the right credentials, that was not from an educational background, but had been from the business world or the private sector. And with that, I have to say goodbye because we've run out of time.
Seriously?
You want to spend
another
half hour?
I do, man. Huh? Let's go.
You want to go?
Okay.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you, Pete Nosel, for all that you do on the school board and all the rest of the members as well. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, one more time. Fresh subs and salads. We do them. Ha, ha, ha. 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do them is in the white letters, and let's all chime it out together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day if you can on such a miserable weather out there. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.